Well, we know the talk of the weekend, of course, was about the big Michigan-Michigan State game, and which kind of turned out to be not so much of a game after all.
But in they covered.
Yeah, they
right.
Easily. Yeah, and as then we relived the horror the next day.
Oh, my God.
The hangover continued for Spartan fans with the Lions loss. But amongst all of it, the Wayne State Warriors, and we want to give them some love this morning. As a University of Michigan superstar now leads that football program. We welcome in the Wayne State University Athletic Director, Erica Wallace. Just still brand spanking new to the job after being installed in August. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, give us a sense of what the season's been like.
Well, you know, it's been, you know, you come in and it's a new culture and a new program. And I feel like for me, it was really focusing on taking care of home first, you know, having taken over after someone who had been here for 20 plus years.
Right.
And so there was a lot of home things we had to take care of, made some changes. And it's been fun, though. It's been a lot of fun. We've been moving and shaking and some new hires coming in. So it's been a lot, but it's all been good.
Talk about your vision for the athletic department when you came in.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, also being a former student athlete, the big thing is, you know, we're graduating champions. And so it's student athletes, right? It's you're the student first and you're the athlete second. And so that is something
but
that.
But the perception in the world right now with NIL and everything else is that that's been totally flipped.
It is. And the thing is, I mean, 99.9% of our student athletes here at Wayne State are not going professional. And so the real job for us is to get them those degrees. That's why they're here. And so the one thing for us is, you know, we still play sports. We still want to win. We want to be competitive. But it's graduating those champions. And so making sure that they have the opportunity, if they want to pursue their sport afterwards, great. But they also have something to fall back on, and that's that degree.
Erica, I want to talk about your facilities because I've been to the football stadium. You guys utilize them for your sports, but for also other things. The high school, you know, kickoff is at your football stadium. We talked about the G League now plays here where your basketball teams play. That's a cool synergy going on.
It very much is. And I think that's what's so unique about us here at Wayne State, being where we are, our location. We're an urban institution in the heart of Detroit. How do we do that? How do we utilize our facilities? How do we allow the community to utilize our facilities? You know, allowing high school student athletes to come in and compete on our stage allows them to see that it's an opportunity for them too. Partnering with our professional teams that are right down the street has been a wonderful partnership for us and the Detroit Pistons.
Explain what you're talking about there.
So the Detroit Pistons actually came on board probably about 3 years ago now, and we actually built a brand new field house facility. It is a Wayne State facility, basketball facility, specifically for our basketball programs and for the Motor City Crews G League games. So all of their home games are played in our facility. They have a locker room in there, and it's right down the street from their performance center. So it's a really cool relationship that we have with the Pistons. You know, they have basically have leased out the facility from us, and it's a great partnership that we have with them.
I think it's cool because you can go to a G League game if you're interested in pro basketball and see a team in an affordable way, but it brings and highlights your programs, and kids see Wayne State. Maybe I could come here and play here. So I think it's just cool.
It's very neat for recruiting purposes, too. You know, that we share an athletic training room, so our guys could be in the hot tubs or the cold tubs, and then the Motor City Crews guys could be coming in. So it's a really neat atmosphere to be a part of.
You know, the students here are known nationally for having that strong commitment to the community. Talk about that, the way they give back to the city of Detroit and what they do, the Warriors.
Yeah, and that's another unique thing for us that we really can take advantage of, it, given our location.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, we average about 9,000 hours a year in community service between our 400-plus student-athletes. So we're out there. We're out in the community, and it's important that we are because, once again, we want the youth of Detroit to know that we're here and that this is an opportunity for them as well. So we're going into the schools and we're reading. We're doing camps and clinics. We're working with Detroit PAL. There's a lot of different opportunities, and our student-athletes absolutely love it, whether they're from the city or not and they're coming in. They really absolutely love getting into the community and helping.
Talk to me about the effort to assist the student athlete. They've got more on their plate than the average student with their athletic commitment. So what kind of support services are there for them, especially if they're coming from a challenged background where they may need some remedial help in some of their skills?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of one of the, when I talk about taking care of home, that's one of the first things that I did when I took over. The first thing that I did is actually I hired an assistant AD for mental health and wellness, something that is specifically within the athletic department. And that was kind of one of our main focuses when I took over, because we did a survey with our student athletes and kind of said, like, what are you looking for? What do you need? What do you need to be successful here? And a lot of them said they needed help. They needed help in the mental health aspect, and then the support services.
In terms of stress management and things like that?
Yeah,
or
all the above. I think a lot of our student athletes who are coming in from kind of the COVID era. Mm-hmm. So they have been remote a lot throughout their high school career, some of them in college too. Mm-hmm. And I think kind of getting back into the realm of the stresses of what being a college athlete looks like for them, I think they need some help kind of navigating that. And we've seen it, and it's been wonderful being able to have that resource right within our department. And so we've seen a lot of student athletes taking advantage of it. But we also have the in-house tutoring available, academic advising, and we've kind of put it all under one roof within the athletic department called our Student Support Services Center. And it's a space that we have a lot of people housed in, and our student athletes can just come and hang out in between classes, and it's a really nice opportunity for them.
And, you know, you have that transition from high school to college. How closely do you work with DPSCD as far as, you know, the students and some of the things that they've gone through in high school, being in the urban setting and living in the city here?
Yeah, I mean, we work closely with them when it comes to the recruiting aspect. There's a lot they have to go through, obviously, to become NCAA eligible and be able to be eligible at the NCAA level. And just helping them with that transition, you know, having the first year courses and sitting down with all of them. We have academic advisors that are assigned to them to kind of just help kind of read through the syllabus that first day, right? Just understanding, like, okay, this is a syllabus, you have to read it, and now you have to follow it, right? And so just making them do things like that is super helpful.
You're a former student athlete. How are you taking care of the female athletes here and highlighting their sports and their accomplishments?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's near and dear to my heart. And so for me, you know, that's taking that step with the mental health counselor was big for me, because that's something I probably would have taken advantage of had I had that opportunity in college. And then also for me, you know, just being able to highlight our female student athletes just like we do our male student athletes when it comes to our marketing campaigns and things that we're putting
including them.
Yeah, that's cool. Highlighting them just as much. There's no reason why we have to have just one sport that's highlighted. We have 450 student athletes, and they all deserve the respect.
Well, women's volleyball, basketball, so hot right now.
Right.
So get them involved.
I know.
I've had a chance to actually hit with your women's tennis team and your men's tennis
have
team in
really?
A mixer about a year ago.
And they both beat you.
but you know, yeah, they did, like a drum. However, they were so much fun. And what was really interesting, too, it was like the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of really great international talent there as well. What's the breakout between kind of your domestic students and the international?
Yeah, it kind of depends
athletes.
On your sport. We have a lot of international students coming for swimming and tennis. We're seeing some more golf coming over, actually. The coolest thing about bringing in our international students is that when we bring them in and we bring them to Detroit, they absolutely fall in love with Detroit. I mean, these are the student athletes that are wearing the Detroit gear. They really embrace the city. And it's so neat to see, because a lot of times when you're talking to them through the recruiting process, their parents are a little nervous, right? They've never been to the United States, and then they're saying that they're coming to Detroit.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing that, you know, they've never been here, and all they know is what they've read about.
Or,
and so it's so cool to see them come in and actually embrace the city and really fall in love with it.
All right. Well, it's delighted to have you here this morning. Good luck in the new role.
Thank you.
I think the mental health component.
That's great.
I mean, every Fortune 500 company is now putting that in. And so really wise to make that really one of your first, one of the first fingerprints that you put on that program. Eric Wallace, it's been a pleasure. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much. 645 and News Talk 760 WJR. More for your morning when we return.